Welcome back to the Birch and Berry Show, coming to you this afternoon from the Albertsons on the corner of Baseline and Dobson and Mesa. Thanks for spending part of your afternoon with us. And if you were listening to Calling All Sports with Rock and Minucci yesterday, the guys were fortunate enough to catch up with the hopefully new owner. I don't know what kind of title you give him, but prospective owner, let's call him that, of the Phoenix Coyotes. It looks like everything's on the right track. And the guy spent some time with Greg Jamison yesterday afternoon, and we've got a little bit of that if you want to take a listen to what Greg Jamison had to say about him purchasing the Coyotes.
Greg Jamison, Rock and Minucci here on the Fan AM 1060. Greg, I think a lot of people want to know, okay, what's the status now? You keep hearing the Goldwater Institute. Is this group a concern of yours as we move forward?
We have worked very closely with the City of Glendale, at these in the City of Glendale and the City Council, and also with Gary Bettman and Bill Daly from NHL. And I think it's kind of a united team working together to get this to the finish line. And I think my feeling on this is whatever hurdle comes up, I think we can get over those hurdles. If there's an obstacle, I think we can get around or over the obstacle. Rather than concentrating on just one potential obstacle, there could be others that come up. We've got to complete a deal with the city, and we have to get it voted on and approved. We have to complete a lot of paperwork with the NHL, and we have to have the Board of Governors approve it. I think as long as we concentrate on those things and just move together as a team, my sense is between the three of us, the city, the NHL, and the franchise and the ownership group, we can work through most things and get to the end. So I right now I just choose to expect that it's going to get to the finish line. It's going to be fun, and we look forward to the future.
That's Greg Jamison, the potential owner of the Phoenix Coyotes. He was on with Rock and Minucci yesterday. You can hear that entire interview on our website, azsportstalk.com, azsportstalk.com for that whole interview. But we're going to jump out to the right Toyota guest line and welcome to the program a guy who was actually at the City Council chambers last night out in Glendale, get an update on what's going on out there as well as, the entirety of the story. And that's Ben Schroyer, who is actually, he's got a blog. It's called Five for Fighting. He's part of that, I think, does a fabulous job covering the Phoenix Coyotes. And, Ben, it's Mike and Bertrand. Thanks for making time for us this afternoon. How you doing?
No, guys, thanks for having me. I'm doing good.
So, Ben, I was as you just heard, I saw through Twitter, I love the Twitter sphere out there. You were out at the City Council meeting yesterday. Specifically, tell everybody what you had to say when you got your moment up there at the podium, and then kind of set the mood for us at City Hall last night.
Well, I didn't really plan on talking last night. I kind of, after you hear, person after person going up there and, misinforming people, it gets frustrating, so sure. I wanted to offer what my thoughts were, and whether or not they were received by the council or not, that's entirely to be determined, I guess. As for the environment out there, it was pretty good crowd of Coyotes fans. Everyone out there in Coyotes gear was pretty much wearing white, and I would guesstimate maybe a third of the chamber at one point, and then people kind of dropped off here and there after it took a while to get finally to the open comments at the end of the council meeting.
Ben Schroyer here on the Fan AM 1060. And Ben, when you start thinking about all the momentum, all the positive energy that is coming from the Phoenix Coyotes at this point, being is that they're in the conference final for the first time in team history, do you see, and then the fact that you had, Commissioner Bettman out here talking about the fact that everything is pretty much all in line to go according to plan, what is the general mood for the fans out there? Is there still a little bit of antsiness, or still a little bit of anticipation, and that, is this deal maybe isn't quite as done as maybe the commissioner had let on a couple days ago in the playoff game?
Well, I mean, we've all been here before. We heard this before with Matt Holsizer when his deal was very close, only to have it torpedoed by the group I won't name on the air, just because I don't want to give them any more free press than they already get themselves by making up press releases for no good reason. And, we've been here before, so I'm cautiously optimistic is the best phrase I've seen on the internet to declare, what kind of all of us fans are feeling right now. It feels good, but it would feel a lot better if there was ink on paper.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Ben Schroyer. He's with us here on the Right Toyota guest line talking about the Phoenix Coyotes, his blog that he's part of that covers the Coyotes Five for Fighting. And Ben was actually at City Council last night. And, hey, Ben, is there any way to tell? And I know we've heard rumors, and I know you had a run-in with one particular councilman at the end of it. We don't need to give, you know, like the other group you were talking about, don't necessarily need to give that guy any airtime. But, you know, when you look at the council in total, you know, I've heard that they feel like they have the votes necessary once Mr. Jamieson brings the proposal to the council officially, that they think this thing will move forward.
Yeah, and the council member in question, I mean, he gets more airtime in Quebec City radio than he does in Phoenix radio. So,
yeah.
But as for the split on the council, to me, it looks like it's going to be a 4-3 vote in the positive, or I should say in the agreement. But then again, it all depends on, I don't think anyone has seen the terms of the deal yet from Mr. Jamieson officially. You know, it really comes down to when they actually get that, as I said, ink on the paper.
And it's five for howling, Ben. You should have just cut me off the
first time. I was going to cut you off, but you were keep it on going. I didn't want to run you over.
No, man. When I give out blatantly wrong information like that, we have a rule on this show.
Yeah, Brett, give him that sound, please.
Right? You got to save me from myself sometimes. And while we're at it, because even though I got the name wrong twice, I think, it is an awesome source for Coyotes hockey. Give everybody some, and we still have some more time with you, but tell everybody how they can find Five for Howling if they want to learn more about the Coyotes and the great job you do covering them.
Well, there's fiveforhowling.com, obviously, myself and Five for Howling. We all have a Twitter account. At Ben Schroyer is myself, and at Five for Howling. And then we have plenty of other guys and ladies that support and contribute on the site. And it's just a great place to go. You can talk about, we have a game day thread every single game, and you know that the great thing we've seen about that is that goes from a couple hundred comments in the regular season, and you know, when they talk about the bandwagon, we had game day threads go up to 700 and 800 threads where just people are just constantly talking Coyotes hockey, and it does real well, especially on the away game. So if you're not out at the arena, or if you're watching from home on an away game, jump on Five for Howling, one of the game day threads, and you know, you get a lot of entertainment out of that in the evening.
Five for Howling. I'll get it. I won't make that mistake again. Hey, Ben, did they give any sense when you were out at City Hall last night for the council meeting, any sense on when an actual vote might take place? I mean, obviously there's rules in the state of Arizona. You have to post an agenda, and you have to let people know so that they can be prepared and attend meetings and things of that nature. So did they let on at any point when something might be forthcoming?
Didn't hear anything specifically. I mean, there's been rumors and whispers on the internet of 2 weeks, but you know, then again, that's kind of always been a running gag with the Coyotes ownership situation. Just wait 2 weeks. So, but I'm hearing probably if it doesn't make the next 2 weeks, it'll probably make the meeting after that. So we're looking at a month out. So sometime in June.
And then wrapped up around all of this, Ben, is at some point this weekend we get to play Western Conference Finals hockey here in town, which, you know, to everybody that's followed this team, whether they're casual fans, bandwagon fans, or even the hardcore types, is very cool considering where this franchise has been.
Absolutely. So, nothing better than the Stanley Cup playoffs and getting this deep into the playoffs and being able to see it in first, you know, in person for the first time. It's amazing. And, you know, I go back to the days of watching games at America West Arena up in the dog pound, you know, and I was there at that heartbreaking loss to the Blues when we were up 3-1. And to see us come back now against the Blackhawks and the Predators and to be playing in this level, it's amazing.
The website is fiveforhowling.com, fiveforhowling.com.
You got this time.
I will continue to go. Hey, Ben, we appreciate you coming on, giving us a quick update. And, again, we'll encourage everybody to get to your guys' website for the best in Coyotes coverage here in the Valley. Ben, great stuff. Appreciate the update. We'll talk again soon.
Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks a lot, guys.
That's Brent Schroyer, Five for Howling. You know, he's being polite. Nobody else around here is polite to me when I say things that are blatantly wrong. So, you know.
People just aren't nice to you, period, today, Mike. I don't know what it is. I mean, it must be the shirt
that's
you have on or something. I don't know.
I don't know. That's it. We'll blame it on that. We can blame everything that goes wrong today on the fact that we got off on the wrong foot today.
Yeah, got a Washington State Pac-12 shirt on. That's why they're coming at you today, brother.
He's Bertram Berry. I'm Mike Gross. We're out here at the Albertsons store in Mesa on the corner of Dobson and Baseline. And we're only halfway through this thing. But check out, again, some of the specials. Tell Mom how much you appreciate it with a beautiful dozen roses, B. You can get them out here at the Albertsons store for just $8.88 for a dozen.
Yeah, it looks good, man. I mean, you know, they're in bloom. They look good, and I mean, you know, it would look good on anybody's mantle right about now.
Hour number two of the Birch and Berry Show up next, right here on the Fan, AM 1060.
It's halftime.